And it's 11:40 at WTOP, 61 degrees outside the Glass and Close Nerve Center. For years, he's been the one millions turn to on Sunday mornings to truly understand what's happening. On Capitol Hill, he's interviewed every sitting president since President Nixon. And this week, Bob Schieffer announced he will retire after 24 years at the anchor desk of Face the Nation. And today, we found out who will take his place. Let's talk to Bob right now. Bob, thanks for joining us. And thank you as always. And who will be taking your place and having the hard task of filling your shoes?
Well, I'm not sure how hard it's going to be, but it's going to be John Dickerson, our political director. And if there was anybody who had the right DNA, it is John Dickerson, because his mom, Nancy Dickerson, was actually a producer behind the scenes on Face the Nation, then became the first woman correspondent in the CBS News Washington Bureau. She later moved to NBC, and I worked with her. She was a colleague in the Washington Press Corps when I came to Washington in 1969. So John's got it in his blood, I think, and I think he's going to be just terrific.
And he's a familiar face on this show, but what advice do you have for him as he takes over the reins later this year?
The important thing is the news and not the newsman. And I think if you kind of remember that, you don't run into any trouble. You know, Sunday morning broadcasts are not like some of the talk shows and the talking heads at other times of the day. We're not about anchor antics. We're not about gotcha questions. We're about trying to put a new top on the story and take the big story of the week and help people to understand what it is and what it means. And I think if you remember that, I think you won't go wrong. I had a producer that I worked with for many years named Joan Richmond, who used to say, there's nothing like a little news to pep up a newscast. And that's always been our philosophy. If there's breaking news, if something's just happened, I don't care if it's 30 seconds of this broadcast, we tear it up and try to get the news on. And I think John well understands that. He's done a great job as our political director, and I think this is going to be the perfect fit for us.
I know over the years you've seen this transition to the digital world, and we're seeing more and more people with a website and this sort of thing. How do you stay competitive with so many more sources and so many, you know, different places people can turn to for the headlines and for the stories?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, we're in the midst of a communications revolution. When I got into journalism, most people depended on newspapers. I was a reporter at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in those days. That weekend in Dallas, with the awful weekend when President Kennedy was assassinated, from that weekend on, people shifted. From then on, the majority of people got their news from television. We don't really know where the majority of people get their news now. We know one thing: by the time the evening news comes along in the evening, most people already know the headlines. So we have to expand. We have to put things in context. But I think the important thing is still what they stressed when I came to work at CBS News. People need accurate, independently gathered information that they can compare to the government's version of events. And when we're able to do that for them, we're performing a real service. And I'll tell you something else. If you don't have access to independently gathered information, you can't really have a democracy as we know it. That's as crucial as the right to vote, our way of government.
Very true. And your plans during retirement, you know, it's a beautiful Sunday. You're working instead of out checking out the cherry blossom. Do you have any plans for once you actually step away?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the summer off and I'm going to think about it. One of my oldest and best friends, Senator Sam Nunn, who used to be chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, gave me some very good advice. He said, you know, people are going to ask you to do this and that. He said, don't do anything. Don't make any commitments right away. He said, take a little while to think about it, and then you'll know what to do from there on. So that's kind of what I'm going to do. This fall, I'll have a better idea. So call me back, and I'll give you some idea. But right now, I'm just going to take the summer off.
You can expect.
My last broadcast is going to be May 31st. So I'll be working up until then. And from then on, I'm just not going to think about much except just kind of relaxing and, you know, just seeing what's going to happen.
It sounds good. And what was it like being, obviously, a lot the rumor mill? You become from the person who's giving the news to the person being in the news this last week. What is it like having all the rumors swirling and people trying to get the word from you?
You know, I'm going to confess something. It was really kind of fun. And the challenge was to keep this from leaking. And, you know, I mean, I work at a news organization. Everybody hears the gossip. Everybody here wants to know what the news really is. And, you know, and so keeping it a secret within CBS News was the biggest challenge. But I, you know, I came to have a great appreciation for General Eisenhower on D-Day. You know, there were a lot of moving parts here, and getting them all together and keeping this a secret was the greatest challenge. But it all worked out just fine. The lesson here is, if you don't want somebody to know something, don't tell anybody.
There you go.
It's as simple as that.
Well, Bob, thank you so much. I know I've looked up to you for so many years as a journalist, and so many others have. And just thank you for what you do. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, let me tell you something. Nobody has had more fun the last 46 years, which is how much time I've worked here at CBS News, and for the last 58 years, which is how long I've been a reporter. Nobody could have enjoyed his life more than I have, and I feel very blessed. I wanted to be a reporter when I was a little boy, and I grew up and got to do just that. So I'm a happy guy, and I'm very, very blessed.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we really do appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you, because you have to get back to work now. You still have a few more months to go.
Yeah, I've got to go back to work. We got to figure out what to put on Face the Nation next Sunday.
There you go. Thank you so much, Bob. Take care. All the best.